27th.
Seven after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, continuing to focus on you and this portion of the program brought to you by Your Health and Well-Being. Interested in your health and well-being? Well, spend some time with us here. We have Dr. Jack, here I am with Kevorkian again. Jack Stockwell is here, who is the best holistic, naturopathic, intelligent chiropractic guy. He's a NUCCA expert, N-U-C-C-A, and I have to explain that all the time because there are only about 300 of him or people like him in the world that practice basically a chiropractic technique that helps you from the neck up. And he, along with Ken Kronos, have very interesting things to say often on the program. Sometimes they agree, sometimes they disagree, but it's good for you to be stimulated, for you to think about what you want for your own health care. He has a great series of CDs. If you go to jackstockwell.com, he has lots of information there which you can download. There's a good one on male vitality, digestion, you name it, he's got it. Plus, he has an interesting radio program on the weekends which you can check out by going to the site as well. More importantly, the information that's coming from the news media, which is so bad, so inaccurate, so misplaced regarding the radiation levels. What's happened to Japan? Has it affected America? Yep. Blown across the country from the West Coast to the Midwest to the Northeast. There is some radiation around. So how do we know how much there is? What do we rely on? Who do we rely on for the truth, Jack?
Well, you can do what I've done, and I've been thinking about doing this for some time, and that's get a Geiger counter.
Yeah.
Huh.
Now, I finally ordered one. I called an outfit in Tennessee about it.
Yeah.
They said if you had called us a week before Japan, we'd had one to you in 2 days. Now you've got a 4 to 6 week waiting list. But, you know, because I use x-rays in my office, and we've used these little dosimeters in the past that will be stationary in a few places, and after several months you send them in, have them checked for radiation content. But you can get rather inexpensive devices that pick up alpha, beta, gamma radiation as well as x-rays. So I've always wanted one for my office anyway. But the thing is, as you were saying, Doug, there's so much conflicting information. There's only one way I know to be sure, and that's to have one of these little portable handheld Geiger counters. Because the thing about radiation, it's not like a big snowstorm that comes and melts. And the snow just lasts and lasts and lasts. When radiation comes, it lasts and lasts and lasts.
All right, but how much radiation are we exposed to on a daily basis, just being out in the sun? Or if I'm flying from Salt Lake City to Boston, I've got a lot of radiation. If I eat a banana or certain types of foods, nuts, et cetera, that have a lot of radiation, potassium pills apparently have anything.
Well,
that
radiation's
has to do with
potassium. Everywhere.
Yeah, okay.
Radiation's so everywhere. In Salt Lake City, according to the radiology people
Jack
here
is in Salt Lake. Yeah, go ahead.
For the whole state,
yeah,
you pick up about 1 millirem. That's a thousandth of a rem. You usually hear about rads. Rads are what's coming out at you. Rems are what you actually absorb.
When I was a kid, if you went to the drive-in on Saturday night and you scored with one of the waitresses, it was considered rad. Just a little anecdotal side.
There's rads, and then there's rads.
There's rads, right.
Yes.
Yeah.
And REMs, R-E-M-s, is what you actually absorb into the body.
Now, see, some people think REMs are all about sleep, rapid eye movement.
Yeah. Right. Well, milliREMs is a thousandth of a REM, and here in Salt Lake City, background radiation coming out of the earth, coming from extrasolar, coming from our sun, wherever, we get about 1 millirem per day. So it takes 1,000 days of background radiation to get 1 rem.
And how does that affect the body?
It doesn't. And there's controversy out there about whether it does or not. And in fact, there are some scientists who propose the idea that because we have been here for however thousands of millennia we've been on this planet as the current Homo sapiens that we are, our bodies have adapted to that. And in fact, some well-known professors in the University of Washington Med School as well as UCLA Med School say it's actually necessary for normal human physiology to take place to have this background. The problem is that when it starts to get a little bit higher and a little bit higher and a little bit higher, the radiation sticks around and it stays. Mm-hmm. It's not, you know, it's like I was
saying. Well, that's why they worry about these nuclear rods, because when the energy is spent, then they take the rods out and try to do something with them because it takes a million years or something for them to disperse.
Well, that's it. See, they pack these zirconium-clad stainless steel tubes with uranium oxide. You bring them in proximity with one another. They generate the heat of the reactor.
Yeah.
But as those things break down, they become much more toxic.
Yeah.
And then you get the plutonium and the cesium.
All right, so let's get to the bottom line. Have to worry, anybody in America, that whatever is blown over here is going to blow over? There's no more real radiation coming. I mean, there's some, but not like there was when the thing blew up. So the cloud has gone across the Pacific. It's gone across the Northwest. It's gone across the Midwest. It's now gone across the Northeast. What is there, if any, real danger here?
If what you said is actually true, the danger will begin to subside.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth is, we don't know. Even the director of the IAEA himself said that this was Chernobyl on drugs, and you're not being told the whole truth. Then all of a sudden another news release will come out and say, well, this is under control, that's under control.
Mm-hmm.
Then another news release comes out and says there's another explosion. The problem is we don't know the absolute truth.
Well, but
yet.
Chernobyl, even if it's Chernobyl times whatever, Chernobyl affected immediately the people that were in 30 miles any direction died if they stayed there.
Well,
within a couple of hundred miles, the food chain was affected, and the land was off limits for about 30 years. Just now people are beginning to go back to that area. But in terms of what it affected, what it did effectively, hard to know, because there's so many other things that cause the same kinds of cancers that might be caused by this stuff, right?
Well, that's what we hope. We hope that it doesn't spread any further than it already has.
Yeah.
And as far as Chernobyl's concerned, there was a limit to what they actually tested. Yet there are people in China who claim they've been affected and will be affected for years to come.
Well, how do they know that, though?
Because as they watch the wind drift patterns.
Yeah, no, that's not what I mean. I mean, how do they know their bodies are affected? Some people have more of a tolerance. We know from all kinds of medical stuff, there are people that can be exposed to this depending on their body chemistry or makeup. They have strong immune system. They could ward off a lot of the stuff. And other people who have weak immune systems could become, you know, dead ringers, pardon the pun.
Well, that's absolutely true. Which one are you?
I think I have a healthy immune system, thanks.
Well, I've known you anatomically and physiologically for a couple of years now. I think you've got a pretty good, strong system, too.
I'd like to know him anatomically.
Yeah. All right, Jack Stockwell is here. We're talking not about
my breakfast here.
Anatomics, right, exactly. Focus on radiation protocols. If you would like to go to jackstockwell.com, you'd probably be well served to get the information that is pertinent here, because there is a lot of it around, and as Jack has suggested, much of it is bad, erroneous, and it really becomes a point of knowing what the truth is. We're back to the same old game, no matter what you're talking about. You don't know what the facts are, because there is no good media reporting, really, anymore. It's all subject to discount and disagreement and yada, yada, yada. So until somebody actually dies from being exposed to this stuff and they can do an autopsy, we'll call in bones and we'll do an autopsy and see what it is that causes it. Other than that, it's all speculation. I don't see how. So it's good for the companies. I'm doing business with a new company, a magnesium outfit that wants to sell their products. But they also make this iodine, whatever it is. What's it called?
Potassium iodide.
Yeah. They make these tablets, and they've, they've got a jillion million dollar order for every drug company in the world. Yeah, people want to buy these things. And by the way, these things don't hurt you when you take it. The body needs iodine, right? Or
well,
you take too much of it.
It's absolutely essential to human physiology for iodine.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard some medical experts from, again, the University of Washington, UCLA, where I have attended conferences on iodine, and they blame, in whispered tones in the conference, they will blame the rise of degenerative diseases in this country to the fact that they took iodine out of our bread back in the 50s and replaced it with bromine, which actually is caustic to the human system.
Mm-hmm.
So it's another halogen that blocks the iodine receptor sites. Iodine isn't just for the thyroid to make thyroxine. Iodine's essential for fats getting in and out of cells. It's essential for bone growth, which they claim is the reason why there's so many women with osteoporosis, is they're not getting enough iodine. And the potassium iodide that they're pushing is only a small part of the whole iodine picture. You need a lot more than that. That's why I put it on the website.
All right, coming up, I want to find out what Jack thinks about this hospital treating a three-year-old who has become an alcoholic. That story coming up in a moment. 17 after the hour on Good Day.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish, two for the price of one.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
I'm Bob Whitster with Farmers Insurance. We're a proud supporter of March of Dimes March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for farmers. We want to take steps to help moms have healthy pregnancies and save babies' lives. We've participated in March for Babies for the past 25 years and will continue to help fight premature birth and birth defects. Join us and the 20,000 companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
Hey folks, Kent Emmons here. Have you ever wondered how the wealthy vacation? Do you picture big suites at luxurious resorts and fun and exotic destinations? Well, you're right. And now you and your family can vacation like the rich and famous for about the same price that you've been paying for those cheesy hotel rooms. Get ready to write down this number, because what used to be available only to the wealthy is now available to you. It's called Vacation Ownership. And now for only $99, you can take a 3-day, 2-night discovery vacation, and we'll show you how you and your family can vacation in style for the rest of your life. For only $99, choose from many exciting destinations, including Las Vegas, Orlando, Branson, Williamsburg, Myrtle Beach, California, Mexico, and more. So leave those cheesy hotels to the Griswolds and treat your family to the luxury they deserve. Family vacations are all about building memories that last forever. So give us a call. Here's the number. 1-800-615-0438. 1-800-615-0438. Toll free, 1-800-615-0438.
Board certified Dr. Jack Stockwell. JackStockwell.com is his website. The hospital in London that has been treating this three-year-old child for alcoholism. At first, when I saw this, I thought, as you did, Jack, that we were talking about somebody that got it because they were born of an alcoholic. That's not the case. This child has been, since it was a baby, given alcohol every day to put it to sleep by its parents. So now the child is addicted to alcohol, and the family's being brought up on charges of underage drinking. And, you know, you wonder about something like this, binge drinking. The baby, 3 years old, is a binge, according to the law, is a binge drinker. And you wonder, what do you do with a three-year-old?
Well, it's probably got liver. Now, the thing to remember in pediatric medicine is that the newborn continues to develop even after birth till they're about 6 to 8 years old.
Yeah.
The nervous system takes at least till they're 6 years old. So what are you
going
to do with a developing liver?
Yeah, it's got to be a hit on the system. Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day. Check out jackstockwell.com. Thanks, Jack, as usual.
That little girl will get fed, for now. But what if people like Glenn Beck are right about the threats we face?
If the U.S. dollar loses its status as the global reserve currency, prices on the things you need most will skyrocket. Food may be unaffordable, or worse, unavailable. Earthquakes, economic turmoil, continuing unemployment, rampant inflation, and even threats of terrorism are all reasons to let the experts at Ready Reserve Foods help you with a long-term food storage plan. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storage foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available worldwide. Their products have a shelf life of 25 years, and a year's supply of quality food for two people only takes up about as much space as a refrigerator for a fraction of what you now pay at the grocery store. You owe it to your family to find out more from Ready Reserve Foods. Call today for their free full-color catalog at 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Directed.
On my shoulder makes me happy.
Aww.
Aww.
Cue the puppies and the little deer.
Ah, very sweet, yes.
In my eyes can make me proud.
And sometimes it does. It's okay. All right.
Sunshine on the water looks so lovely.
I think you missed a few quality lines in this song. You think?
Sunshine.
Yeah. On my beer bottle.
John Denver was number one with this song.
Makes me feel good.
During this week in 1974. Well, it makes you feel good. It's sort of a sad song. There's a great story here. Crank the Subversion. Really good story.
A tale that I could tell you. I tell a tale sure to make you smile.
The idea. Stories that make you smile. Peter Greenberg along in a few minutes with a focus on those of us who have long layovers or unexpected delays. What do you see at the airport? You might be surprised by some of the things that you will see. He'll tell you about that in a few minutes. 25 after the hour. All right, here's our 2020 trivia quiz. And this is appropriate for a discussion when Roberta is around.
Mm-hmm.
This is a medical discovery that I came upon doing my research, the raw research for this program that I do. You know how that works, Roberta. I do lots of raw research. Raw.
You mean you wake up, you think about a problem, and you go,
raw,
okay, we'll do this.
Research. Raw research. Okay.
Or is that on raw milk?
In what century was the first nose job performed? 800-510-8282.
Yeah, there you go. That's it.
When was Cyrano de Bergerac? I don't know if that was the... I don't know what century. I know what centuries, but I remember when Cyrano de Bergerac first appeared. Now, you can use that if you want. Take a shot at it. 800-510-8255. Because we yesterday had a big story about... It's still there at DougStefan.com. The plastic surgeon who did a more breast enhancement operation than anybody else. And not only in our country, but in the world, but he's also a champion knife thrower. It's a fascinating story.
1619 to 1655. Cyrano de Bergerac.
Oh. Okay. That would be the 17th century.
There you go.
800-510-8255. That is not the answer. What is the answer? the what century was the time the earliest plastic surgery? And I guess trying to be cute, I refer to it as ye old nose job. When was the first nose job performed by a surgeon? 800-510-8255. I will tell you that the story behind this story was written actually first in Latin from surgery performed by anatomists at the University of Bologna. Is that how you pronounce it, Roberta?
Yes, Bologna.
Bologna.
Mm. Not Bologna, Bologna.
Bologna, but that's how bologna is spelled, isn't it?
Yes.
Bologna?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, I mean the bologna that you eat. 800.
No, bologna that you eat. Bologna is a city.
I know, but bologna, I've seen it spelled the same way.
Yeah, but it's pronounced differently.
Well, we're not having a fight about this, Roberta. I didn't.
That's funny.
Yeah. 800-510. What other radio program? Most of the radio shows around the people that host them have big noses anyway, so they wouldn't talk about this.
Well, I did before I had mine.
I know. Yours is wonderfully done, and it wasn't done this long ago. All right? So at what point was the first nose job? Give me the century in which the first plastic surgery was performed on somebody's nose. Okay? Inquiring minds want to know. 800-510-8255. I will tell you as a hint, it was earlier than Cyrano de Bergerac.
Really?
Right? It was earlier. Well, I just told you it was the wrong century. That was done. So it was done before that.
Imagine being that first guy to go under that one.
Yep. Woo! Yep. The first time under the knife with your nose. 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Now, the next time you find yourself with a long layover or that unexpected delay at the airport, pay attention to the artwork on display there. You might be surprised by what you see. I actually kind of like the San Francisco International Airport. Why? They got an airport museum there, and you'll find work on loan from other museums, such as their current display of art made from recycled pieces, like a Moroccan water collector made from a rubber tire. Seattle-Tacoma Airport has over 18 pieces of art in the ticketing level alone. In Amsterdam, Schiphol Airport has a whole separate annex with free admission to see the permanent and rotating exhibits. Now, the Virginia Beach Airport isn't exactly a commercial airport, but it's well worth a visit. That's because it's home to the Military Aviation Museum. That has one of the largest private collections of World War II and Korean War-era aircraft. Now, if you're a true enthusiast, most of these airports have exhibit guides that you can download before you leave the house. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the Travel Detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I must have hit a mogul straight on. Every time I went over, my leg broke. Even though it was New Year's Day, MedJet Assist was able to take care of everything.
That's what one MedJet member said. Who will help you if a medical emergency interrupts your next trip? As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. If you travel, you need MedJet. Enroll today at MedJetOffer.com and receive a free passport holder with the purchase of an annual membership. That's MedJetOffer.com.
Hey, honey, you know that flight we were supposed to fly out on tomorrow? Well, it's been canceled because of the weather.
This was supposed to be our dream vacation. How did we end up here in the emergency room?
Where's my luggage? The carousel is empty.
Got a travel insurance plan? If you do, you can be covered for trip cancellation due to a covered reason. Medical expenses, lost luggage, and more. Cover yourself today. Call your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com.
Coverage will be limited by the terms and conditions of the policy and may not be available in all states. Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new sight glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Richie, would you find that song, No, 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 No?
And I will. Oh, no, hey,
no,
hey,
no, that's,
goodbye.
No.
Oh, no, no, no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no. I was going to ask you about that before, but I forgot, but it'll fit in a conversation we'll have in a moment. Is that okay?
Human beings.
Thank you, Al.
Thank you, right.
All right, Al's on it. Richie's on it. Roberta's on it. Doug's on it. Jennifer's not on it. Well, she's on a plane coming back from Mexico. Get out of there as quickly as possible. Before we get back to the matters at hand today, of which there are many.
Yeah, that's it. But hold on, Richie. Don't get excited yet.
Let me just finish the nose job story first.
Ah, yeah. The nose job.
No. Bill is in Pennsylvania. Hello, Bill. Welcome to Good Day.
Good morning, young man.
Thank you, old-timer. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you, sir.
So, how old are you, by the way, Bill?
72.
All right, you are an old-timer. But a good old-timer, a strong mind and a strong voice. We like that, and probably strong in every other respect, right?
I hope so.
I hope so, too. And the old business about live long and prosper, perhaps, is applicable.
That is correct. Here. Keep busy. Keep your mind busy all your life.
And your body. Mind and body busy.
Mind comes first. Mind controls the body.
Yep, you're right about that. He's on it, folks. Roberta, he's got it.
He's got it.
All right, so Bill, in what year did we the world experience the first nose job?
The book I read on a Western theory in Dodge City, the book I read, it was a man who had his nose shot off in 1859. I don't know if that's the first nose job or whatever, but he had his nose shot off, and a doctor in Dodge City did reattach it.
Well, the doctor in Dodge City did reattach. That was the first example in America. But I managed to take a world view of this. And the person that we're talking about had his nose taken off in a sword fight. So we have to go back a few centuries. You are correct about America. So maybe that deserves some consideration. Richie, what do you think? Give him some consideration.
Why not?
Why not? All right. So America. But I think I asked the question about the world in general.
I understood it as the first in general.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Tom's in Alamogordo, New Mexico on Good Day. Hi, Tom.
Hello, sir. Good morning.
How do you do, sir? How are things with you?
Oh, pretty good.
That's good. Are you having a great day so far?
Yes, sir.
Good. All right. Now, let's get to the heart of the matter here, Tom. Under what circumstances and in what century was the first nose job actually conducted?
14th century, Italy, Bologna. And I imagine it would be, I don't know the exact circumstance. I'm just...
So do you know this, or you're guessing at this? Did you find this information? I mean, it wouldn't be more than likely people would go look for this information. They wouldn't have it on the tip of their tongue.
No, it was more of a guess, to be honest.
Yeah, okay.
But I know I've heard it or something somewhere because I just had college history.
Sort of reminds me of the days of D'Artagnan and the Three Musketeers. In fact, you're a century. This is what's difficult about centuries and periods, because, in fact, the 1400s are the 15th century. Therefore, the 1500s are the 16th century. You're off by one century, and I'm not sure whether that's because you don't equate the 14th century or the 1400s to being the 15th century or the 1500s to being the 16th century. But, in fact...
I like to explain that.
You got my explanation, or you want me to explain it better?
No, I like how you
Does everybody understand that? You know how this works. The first century was between the year 1 and 100.
Right.
So the second century is between 100, and so the years are going to be 150, but it's actually the second century, et cetera, et cetera. So if the preface or the prefix number is a 2, then it's the third century, et cetera, et cetera. So in this circumstance, it was the 16th century, took place in the 1500s, and it was in Italy, and it was after, Three Musketeers weren't Italian, were they? Were the Three Musketeers English? Or French? No, they were French.
They were French.
Right, yep. All right, so shall we give him some consideration, Richie, because he's at least using his brain.
He's very close, yes.
All right, Tom, we like it when people use their brains. So I like Roberta being here because she uses her brain.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me what you think about this, Roberta.
Yes.
There's a church in Ohio, a story you may have seen already at DougStephan.com today, a church in Ohio that is giving away money for people to come to Easter Sunday service. You could get $1,000 cash.
Could
get $1,000 cash.
Or you could get hemorrhage from sitting on the hard wooden bench for 3 hours.
This is true.
Have that problem
either
as well.
Way.
So who thinks this is a good idea? Our poll today at DougStephan.com. What do you think about this church paying people to attend services? Richie, did you look up the, see if you could find the pastor someplace?
I found the church. I haven't looked any further to see if I could find the
but
pastor.
But here's the church, and here's the steeple. Open the door, and here come the people.
Yeah.
Remember doing that with your
church?
Fingers? How many people can do that? All right, let's go to, if you're watching us on the television stream at DougStephan.com, Richie, you're doing this too, right?
I'm not, just you're on there right now.
Here's the church and there's the steeple. Got it? All right, here it is. Here's the church and there's the steeple. See it? And there's the steeple. Open the doors and here come the people. Pretty clever, huh?
Right. Mm-hmm. Church is the fingers up.
Right. Yeah.
It's like people's thumbs
right.
up.
Yeah. You got it?
See. Turn your hands upside down. There's the people.
Folks, right. You'll not get this from Imus today. I guarantee you that.
Absolutely not.
I haven't thought about that little trick since my grandmother did it when I was knee-high to nothing. That's funny.
Anyway, so what do you think about the church paying people to go to church? A, it's a clever way to boost attendance. B, it's not a big deal. C, I doubt it would work. D, it's an outrage. I think E, it's foolish. It is just plain foolish. Yesterday's poll, inspired by the sumo wrestler who ran the marathon, 400-pound guy made it through. He sort of ran the marathon. He didn't really run the marathon.
He walked it.
87% of you said you had no interest in ever running a marathon. Richie, can we find Maria? Maria's a great marathon.
Loves them. Yeah. She runs them for breakfast.
Right. 6% said yes many times as you run in a marathon. 4% said just once. And 3% said not yet, but I'm training to. That's pretty interesting stuff. Okay.
Me too.
You're number two?
No, me too. I'm training to also.
Right, you are.
Someday.
Well, you've done so well on the MetaFast diet. We'll talk about that with Dr. Ken in a moment. There is also a story from today's show, the headlines of this huge How big is
How
Midge?
Big was it, Doug?
It's a big lobster. A big
lobster. Yeah. The poor thing.
The lobster, biggest and oldest lobster ever caught, has been saved from the pot. This lobster is 3 feet long.
Wow. He must be a couple of hundred years old.
How clammy. Yeah, right. Like some of the old turtles that are around hundreds of years old.
Hundreds of years old.
Yep.
Can you imagine him with butter all over him sitting right next to a big old fat juicy steak?
Where it weighs, this lobster weighs 9 pounds. And according to the person, Lindsay Holloway, whose picture you see there, she's holding him up. As the lobster is 50 years old, she says, Roberta. Fantastic
50.
Specimen.
Oh, it's going to be more than 50.
Maybe. Caught around in around 14 feet of water by a compassionate fisher who was out looking for sole. Lobsters among the oldest inhabitants. Fossil remains more than 100 million years ago. The first lobster existed on the planet. The heaviest crustacean recorded prior to this was a lobster named Mike, who was caught in 1934 in the Atlantic. So those of you who like crawfish, some people call this a lobster, a crawfish, or some kind of crustacean. If you remember studying this in, this has been a biology part of the biology course. I remember studying crustaceans and lobsters and bring them in. And we actually, I remember us taking a lobster. You do some kind of analytical stuff with a lobster or a frog, right? You chop them. Well, you sort of cut them down the middle. It wasn't much different than eating a lobster. I remember having a disdain for lobster, or at least do it. My father used to bring lobsters home as a special treat every once in a while. And then he'd love telling us or teaching. It was one of the few meals that we had together. My father would bring lobsters, and we'd all sit around the table. And I still have the crackers, those things that,
the crawl crackers.
We have them. I have them in my dish drawer.
It's
my spoon.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, all of the three of us being East Coasters.
Yeah.
It's so funny when people from the Midwest come out, you know, because I grew up in Maryland, and obviously crabs is like eating hot dogs and hamburgers here.
Yeah.
And people see you break open a crab, just snap them in half in the middle,
kind of and
pull
go,
the guts out, and they're just looking at you like you are an alien and can't believe you're about to eat something like this.
It is gawos.
It's great.
As they say. But it is. It's very tasty stuff. But when you realize that the crawfish actually eat the garbage on the bottom of the ocean, you wonder, how does this get to be a delicacy?
Shrimp, crabs, lobsters, all
garbage.
Of them.
The bottom feeders.
Yeah, they're the bottom feeders.
They are. Richie, I don't know if there's any audio with our video of the day today. A beautiful, absolutely beautiful video, which captures an incredible light show, the Aurora Borealis. I don't know that there's much need to
have audio.
What audio would come with that?
Right.
Bing, 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 maybe. All right, so anyway, you might want to check that out. Also, supermarket guru Phil Lempert has some natural immune boosters that he has written about, telling you about that exclusively at DougStefan.com. And the new featured slideshow has some breathtaking pictures of Japan.
Oh.
Breathtaking pictures. I think there are about 24, 25 slides in there that you have not seen for the most part. I saw three or four of them before, but the rest of them are all new shots of some of the things that are just a part of the sadness.
Wow.
It really is. It's amazing to look at that.
I'm looking at them now.
Roberta Fasanelli is our queen of cheap. You know that. Details today on the bike trade-in event at Toys R Us, which she was talking about in the last hour. Mm-hmm. She was very clever. Just go find an old bike in the dump.
Yep.
And bring it in.
Bring it in, absolutely.
To Toys R Us. You get a new bike. They give you how much credit for? $50?
Up to $50, depending on what you bring in.
Yeah, there you go. Dr. Ken has news on a possible new treatment for milk allergies. That story at DougStefan.com and coming up here on Good Day in just a moment, 15 before the hour.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Could everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to discountdoublecheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
It's Macy's Men's Wardrobe Sale. Designer suits, buy one, get one free. Take 40% off the Alfani Red Collection. Designer dress shoes are $79.99 to $99.99. Dress shirts and ties now 40% off. And save 30 to 50% on sportswear. Plus, save an extra 20 or 15% with your savings pass. How you like me now? Macy's Men's Wardrobe Sale starts tomorrow. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free. Over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
April.
Yeah?
So you know your charger that's plugged into the wall? It's still using energy, even though it's not attached to a phone.
That's not my charger. I don't even have a cell phone. You know what? I'll just unplug it.
I'm busy. I'll call you back.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
Who needs excuses? It's 13 before the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Dr. Ken is here. We're just talking about the story there, the new treatment for milk allergies. There are a lot of people who are allergic to conventional milk, and I get my plug-in for raw milk here, which Ken has kind of gotten in. You know, Richie says that I've influenced him over the years a little bit. Roberta says once in a while I've influenced her. Ken, I think I've influenced you a little bit. You've influenced me for sure.
You influence everyone every morning.
Oh, isn't that sweet? Listen to that. How about that, Richie? You got that in on that?
Yeah, huh? Come on. Ken, don't go too far.
Yeah, right. Okay. All right.
I didn't say how far.
But. Right. There you go. All right. Sex and its effects on you in a moment after Richie updates us on his MetaFast program, his MetaFast diet. Actually, I think tomorrow we have the lady from MetaFast on with us. Jennifer Christman will join us tomorrow in this hour to talk about the support, the help, the things that people like about MetaFast. All right, so Richie, come on, fess up. How have you done while you've been gone?
I cheated like crazy while I was gone. Oh, absolutely. But I will tell you some of the interesting things is when I ate my meals, I kind of stayed towards the healthier decisions. I didn't eat as much bread and carbs because I've learned to kind of stay away from some of that stuff. Mm-hmm. And I got full quicker because I'm used to eating small meals every 3 hours now. So when I would sit down for a large lunch as we were walking through the park or something like that, I couldn't finish it all. So those are some of the effects just from me training myself how to eat. So while I did gain a pound and a half while I was away on vacation, because I did eat some cake and ice cream and stuff like that.
Oh, that's not so bad.
I didn't really do the bad things that I could have done because I've retrained my body how to eat.
Yep. All right, here's how you save $50 on the MetaFast diet. Log on right now to MetaFastKen.com or call them at 800-506-4115. Take it from me. Calling them is better than going online because you actually get through to somebody. You talk it out, see what you can do. 800-506-4115. Tell them you're listening to Dr. Ken to save the money as you sign up for MetaFast. 800-506-4115. All right, what's this about sex today, Ken?
Yes, and my patients become so proud of themselves on MetaFast. This is out of the Journal of the American Medical Association. I can't make this up. Sex can be a heart attack trigger for couch potatoes, Doug. Sudden bursts of moderate to intense physical activity, such as jogging or having sex, significantly increases the risk of having a heart attack, especially in people who do not get regular exercise.
All right, so get a lot of exercise, including having a lot of sex. Put them together. 51 after on Good Day.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
And to find a store near you.
Song number one this week in 1984, as was the movie Footloose. Both of them a double whammy during the, the third week of March, 1984. All right, so that's very cool. Nice to get that energy going. Chuck
Kevin
Curry.
Bacon, the center of the entertainment universe.
Yeah. Kevin Bacon? What's he got to do with Kevin Loggins?
Kenny Loggins? Kenny Kevin Bacon was in Footloose.
Yeah, he was. That's right. I remember that now.
John Lithgow.
Yeah. All right. Good memory, Richie. Okay. 54 past the hour. Chuck Curry is here. He's the author of the blog. You can go to his website. Actually, Entertainment Today and Beyond deals with a lot of things that have a focus. He's here because he's an expert in DVDs and videos and movies, that sort of thing.
Isn't one of the stories at Entertainment Today and Beyond recently about a remake of Footloose?
I thought they already did a remake.
The remake's in the can is going to come out this year, I think.
It is.
July or August.
And who did you say was going to play the Kevin Bacon part?
It's an unknown actor, I believe. The actress, I don't recall her name, but she's currently dating Ryan Seacrest.
Oh, okay.
Female lead.
Interesting.
Oh, there's a female dating Ryan Seacrest?
Yes.
Bada-boom. Okay, yeah. Here we are. That's just a little, come on, silly stuff. All right, so, Chucker, we have a... Richie, you need some time? What are we doing here? I've done a good job of planning with you.
You actually can do the contest, and then, yes, I need a little time.
All right, so here's the contest. Everybody ready?
Go ahead.
Ready.
Which actress quipped, "I'm not living with you, we occupy the same cage, that's all," to her boozing husband in a movie adapted from a stage classic? Was it Faye Dunaway in Chinatown? Elaine May in California Suite? Elizabeth Taylor in Cat in a Hot Tin Roof? Or Dorothy Comingore in Citizen Kane? 800-510-8255. Shall I repeat the question, Roberta?
No, I got it.
I need it again.
Okay. Unless you would like to, you can do it if you would like to.
No, let's not worry about anybody else. Roberta's got it. Swell.
I'm not near as smart as she is.
All right, here we go. Which actress said, quote, "I'm not living with you, we occupy the same cage, that's all," to her boozing husband in a movie adapted from a stage classic. You know the answer to this, Chucker, right?
I believe I do.
All right, is it Faye Dunaway in Chinatown, Elaine May in California Suite, Elizabeth Taylor in Cat in a Hot Tin Roof, or Dorothy Cormingor on in Citizen Kane?
I have no idea.
I know you don't. It's okay. Roberta knows. That's what's important. Chucker knows. That's what's important. I know. That's what's important, Richie. You're just here for malfeasance purposes. 800-510-8255. Chucker has some movie news for us in just a moment on Good Day.
Mushy mush mish mush mush.
Ah, mash mush mush.
That's too bad. They've eaten mushy oatmeal their entire lives. Now, even their conversation is mushy. Lucky for them, there's Better Oats brand instant oatmeal. Made with 100% whole grain oats. Real fruit and flax for a great taste and texture. It comes in 28 delicious varieties, like dark chocolate and chai spiced. No more mush mouth. Just Better Oatmeal.
Mush mouth?
That's right. And it's guaranteed. If you don't like Better Oats better, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more details and to find a store near you.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
This weekend at Ace,
the weekend is coming!
You can get your entire purchase free, and you're guaranteed to save when you pick up a scratch and save card. Get saving, then get your weekend back. At Ace, the helpful place.
No purchase required to obtain card and reveal discount. Offer only valid March 26th and 27th at time customer presents merchandise to cashier. Applies only to regular prices of in-stock merchandise. Limit one scratch card per person per day. Additional conditions and exclusions apply.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
See participating Ace stores for details.
All right, so we have people working on our... Wait, Richie, what's going on?
I have all these spots that want to get on, but I tell them that you are more important.
Yeah, Chuck, you are more important. Take it away.
Okay, Doug, casting currently getting underway on the remake of the 1990 sci-fi action film Total Recall. Colin Farrell, who did Phone Booth, has been cast in the Arnold Schwarzenegger role of Douglas Quaid. Now, reading for the plot of... Laurie, the Sharon Stone role, is Kate Bosworth, who did Superman Returns, and Diane Kruger, who co-starred in Quentin Tarantino's Inglourious Basterds. I don't think either would be as good as Sharon Stone, at least in my opinion. Reading for the Rachel Ticketon role of Melina is Jessica Biel, Eva Mendes, and Eva Green, who co-starred in Casino Royale. That film's scheduled to begin filming sometime this year. Other news is serious talks about doing a sequel to the hit movie The Fighter, which stars Mark Wahlberg. He would play the role of Mickey Ward and chronicle his boxing career after the original film left off.
All right, and, Debbie. That's it, Chucker. You're done. Debbie, hi. Debbie. What's the matter, Rich?
I don't know. Try someone else.
All right, that's too bad. Travis, what's the name of the movie? All right, nice job on the phones.
There we go.